Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy is a money expert. He is an expert on the U.S. money system, the Federal Reserve. He is a numismatic expert extraordinaire, one of the best in the world. He's the author of Uncle Sam Cook's The Books, also The Secret World of Money. He's our good friend Andy. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you here. So the Federal Open Market Committee is meeting today, and they're going to make a decision. They've got a new Fed chairman on deck. He's in the meeting, but he's not the chairman yet, right? He's part of the Open Market Committee, and we talked about him last time. So he's going to be on next year sometime, but the general consensus is they're going to raise a quarter today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they may even surprise and go to a half.
Oh, really?
The evidence is everywhere that the economy is picking up steam. So, you know, the unemployment numbers are strong. The factory output is strong. You just have a recipe where a preemptive strike against burgeoning inflation, I think, would be a signal to the market. So everyone expects a quarter point. Half a point would be a surprise.
I would be surprised at that, because there's a couple of mediating factors in that. One that I've been reading about is that they're worried about we don't have the kind of wage inflation that we need. People are still wages are not keeping up with the economy.
Right, you're absolutely right, and you know, but that's moments behind. So I think in the world of the Fed, they're less concerned with wages than they are with total unemployment.
Right.
So, yeah, wage growth has been anemic, but I think from the Fed's perspective, it's still good enough to go ahead and do what they,
well, they
feel
might
they
even,
need
they,
to do.
They might. Somebody said that they're thinking about three times next year, so an extra quarter this time might be a little preemptive on the wage thing.
Yes.
And that might be – that's the way they think about it. They think of it like turning gauges, don't they?
As if you could dial this dial and it's going to have some exact and predictable effect in another area. This is where they really have lost their way. In fact, when Janet Yellen announced that they were going to start unwinding their $2 trillion balance, off the balance sheet, men like Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, said that, if they think there are no unintended consequences of doing that, you can't just dial that back and expect that there won't be results.
That's a lot of pent-up energy there that they put into the marketplace. You're not going to take that energy out now without some kind of a situation. All right, so there's another thing, though, that they're worried about, and that is the fact that Main Street doesn't have any pricing power. Main Street is half the economy. But we don't have any pricing power out here on Main Street because the e-tailers are holding the prices down.
Well, exactly right. And so
that's going to put a lid on inflation.
That absolutely will. But, of course, the idea of competing with e-commerce, I mean, when you have an outfit like Walmart recognizing that, without a website that sells, they're in trouble, and they've devoted a lot of energy to that. So already a low-price leader in the brick-and-mortar field, now is going to take it to Amazon and try to compete in the e-tailing space. So I think a lot of that is already wrung out of the system. Believe that or not, folks are using online shopping methods to at least get the best price. And so a lot of the excesses in the retail space are being wrung out.
What they're doing is they're going into the marketplace. They're going onto Main Street with their smartphones, and they're doing comparison. What small business owners need to do is to say, look, you walked into my store, you're warm and safe, and you're looking at the product. If that's not worth something, then you're not. Then you and I probably won't ever do business. I mean, you got to be. I think small business owners at some point in time, they're in a watershed moment right now. This is unprecedented. This is paradigm shifting time right now, and small business owners are going to have to get up on their hind legs and say, guys, I have it. It's here now. You can walk out of the door with it. I'll show you how to use it. I'll stand behind it. You can bring it back if you need it. If that's not worth $3 extra, then please enjoy Amazon.
Yes. No, you're so right. And, you know, your whole concept of the age of the customer.
Yep.
Boy, if retailers haven't caught on to that by now, I'd say that's
if you're a retailer
and
you
need to do.
If you're a retailer and you're not prepared to defend your price that you have to have, then you need to go ahead and close up today, finally, and go clock in somewhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.